unthirsty plants. You may know them as air plants, succulents, or cactus. They're growing in popularity, and for the last 3 decades, crowds have flocked to the Xeriscape Garden in Halawa Valley here on Oahu. The Board of Water Supplies, Art Ayu, sat down with us to talk about the upcoming open house this Saturday. You could call it a watershed anniversary.
We're celebrating the 30th plant sale. It's not the 30th anniversary of the garden that comes next year, but we decided to mark this year as an anniversary year because the first year when it opened, we actually had the plant sale on opening day. So we're calling it a landmark year. This is the 30th. So we're kicking it up a little bit. We're actually planning a special program. We have a mayor's proclamation that will declare August 4th, 2018 as the Living Legacy Day. As part of the recognition program we're hosting that day, we're actually going to dedicate what we're calling a living wall. We've gone ahead and repurposed and recycling a few wooden pallets.
And there are lots of those around.
There are. And so we've actually created living wall planters. You stand them up on end, and between the slats you sort of put pockets of fabric with some dirt and potting soil, and we're going to have those VIPs that come visit us that day actually plant the wall.
They'll be building the wall.
They'll be building the wall that day.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah. Now, the sale itself and the gardens, I mean, they're a big draw. You folks have classes. You've got workshops. I've taken a few over there. And it's great. You really learn a lot.
Yeah. The plant sale itself, we've got about 14 plant vendors that'll be bringing specifically Xeriscape plants, water-conserving plants, that'll be available for sale. Prices are really reasonable. You're not dealing with a middleman. You're actually purchasing from the plant people themselves. So the prices are really reasonable. We've got a few workshops that are scheduled that day. We've got our Xeriscape 101 that's being led by Mark Takemoto, who actually has been doing the Xeriscape class every year for 30 years. We also, this year, we're going to be doing The Bug Doctor.
Okay.
And Dr. Andrew Nowinski, who's a retired pest and insect controller, so he's going to be talking about bugs inside and out.
What's bugging you?
Yes. And then we also have Mr. Ron Fitch, who's involved with the Cactus and Succulent Society. He's going to be doing a class on succulent plant care.
And is it my imagination, or it just seems like the succulent craze has just gone off? Lots of folks are really into it.
It is, because there's so many different types of succulents, and that's another one of the features. We've invited the Cactus and Succulent Society to come, and they're going to have their own tent set up, and the members of the society are bringing their prize plants, and they're actually going to have a contest of who actually has the best succulent. And so it's going to be a showcase for that day to come and visit and actually see prize-winning succulents.
And so when this whole garden and the plant sale started, I mean, the whole idea behind this was really to conserve water and educate people about the things you can do in your garden, in your backyard or your front yard to make it more attractive and actually use less water.
Exactly, because we did some research and we actually found that most of your water in a household is used outside. So this idea of Xeriscape, how to conserve water outdoors in your landscape, you could possibly drop your outdoor water use anywhere from 30 to 50%.
And I know there are different ways that you can also recycle water. You collect the rainwater. You've got the rain barrel classes that you do as well.
In fact, yeah, that's another thing that we're doing. We're having our water conservation unit. They're going to be conducting a couple of rain barrel workshops on Saturday, and they'll make available those rain barrels for you. But the thing is, you need to actually attend the workshop. You need to get the information before we can turn a barrel over to you. And it's minimal cost. I think it's like $35 for a barrel, a 55-gallon barrel.
Right. So if you really think ahead of time about how to conserve water, install the unthirsty plants, that you can help your pocketbook.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Because you're going to save water, for one thing, so that's going to cut down on your water bill. But the water that comes out of the hose, out of the faucet, they sort of tack on a sewer charge on top of that. So that's going to be eliminated. And then that rain barrel idea, that concept, you're catching the rain that falls right off your roof, and that's what you're using for your garden.
Right. So all those little tips kind of add up and help save green in your pocketbook.
Right. Green in the garden, green in your pocket.
And so I have taken classes, I think they were bug classes, the good guys and the bad guys. You know, you plant certain colors of flowers and they attract the butterflies and the bees. You plant another color and it tends to bring on the gang members, the bad bugs you don't want in there.
Right. In fact, another thing that we're going to have master gardeners certified by university. So ask a plant doctor. They're going to be there. We even invite people if you have certain issues with your plants. If you want to bring a sample in, make sure it's in a Ziploc bag that's tight.
You're talking about
a bug or anything, a disease, a leaf,
or something?
Yeah, and they can get on-site information from the master gardeners. We actually have a butterfly garden in the Xeriscape garden. They're actually potted plants, but the pots have been actually painted with those attractive colors that will draw the beneficials.
Okay, there you go. And then what do you advise people who are interested in maybe replacing some of their thirsty plants with the unthirsty plants?
One of the best ideas, even before coming or doing any kind of plant purchase, go around in your own neighborhood and check out other people's yards and see what seems to be attractive to you or see what's thriving in that particular environment, because that's one of the keys. You want to plant appropriate plants in appropriate areas, because we have so many microclimates here in the islands. Yeah, so one of the most common sense things, just go around in your neighborhood, see what a neighbor is growing, what might look good in your yard, and take it from there.
So what's thriving?
Right.
What looks good?
Mm-hmm. Native plants are actually probably the best. You know, because native plants got here on their own, they survived, and they're still around. And because there's so many endangered species now, but they're making comebacks. So just to help the native Hawaiian population plants, yeah, to come back and make an effort for that, that'll help. But native plants, they came here, they survived, they're still around. And what's great is that not actually you find more and more native Hawaiian plants available commercially in nurseries right over the counter.
And is there anything more on pests? Because we've heard a lot about the coconut rhinoceros beetle and the issues related to moving compost from one area to another.
We used to be able to distribute mulch, but with the coconut rhinoceros beetle, yeah, that has changed things because they actually nest in mulch beds now. But we actually will still be passing out compost for people that come. And yeah, we just don't recommend, well, you can't take stuff from the wild, you know, and bring it into your own yards. That's one thing that you can't do. And then it's not really good to take or transfer plants from one area to another. Yeah, that's not really wise.
Right. I mean, but some of it is just more like it's kind of good housekeeping principles, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to bring some troublemakers into the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. You know, because I know we had past issues, you know, with like fire ants that were introduced, not knowing, and then them taking it over and taking over places and then just trying to eradicate. That became a problem.
And I was told by one gardener that when you buy a plant from someplace, kind of isolate it for a while because you never know if you're going to have a hitchhiker like a Koki frog or something, and just kind of keep an eye on it. And then when you figure out, okay, you're pest-free, then you can transplant it in the ground.
Right. And then once you get it transplanted, then you want to really try to establish it well. And then that's just a little turn, especially on the water supply. It does need a little extra water to actually get it established.
That was Art Ayu, who is with the Board of Water Supply, talking about marking the 30th anniversary of the Xeriscape plant sale this Saturday in Jalapa.